talking about being manipulative of any kind. No. I'm talking about attitude. Where you know how to receive what God gives. Amen. A lot of people don't know. They don't know how to. They don't know how to. They don't know how to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see blind is open. Deaf is unstopped. You see it? The lame are walking. The weed that I now restored. I've spoken in your word. The power of God is here. I've spoken in your word. Your paths are walking me and towards me to heal and to restore. I receive you right now.
As though you
mean your word. Amen. Amen. Now I see you stopping years of sickness. You know, I see love. I see you altering the hand of the enemy. I see you stopping years of barrenness. I see. That's what the church is for. It's not where we come to collect money, nah. I see you stopping the hand of the devil. I see Down syndrome. I see it. Down syndrome. You're going to lay your hands and what people thought cannot be reversed will be reversed. In the name of Jesus, we receive the healing anointing. We walk in it. We function in it effectively. Our hands heal. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Genesis 28. Flowing with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the same text on Thursdays and Sundays. Whatever we are teaching, we use the same text. Hallelujah. Genesis 28. So is that a new one? Nah. It's the pre-camp meeting one. Genesis 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. That's Jacob now. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. And the land which you dwell, I will give unto you, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And you will spread abroad to the west and to the east. Amen. I thought you say amen. And to the north and to the south. In you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and I will keep you in all the places where you go. And I will bring you again to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of. And Jacob woke up and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And I said something very important on Thursday. I said, the most important things in Christianity are the basic things. You know, sometimes we try to color it and try to look for what's important. I want to do the important things. Let me go and eat this. Let me raise the dead. No, it's fine. It's always a good thing. Hallelujah. But is it the basic things? Praying, studying the word, what we call morning devotions. You know, there'll be a lot of people don't do it. I always say, you just wake up and you start doing things. You're not an animal. Hallelujah. Just wake up. That's it. That's what a goat will do. That's what a chicken will do. You are a son of God, a child of God. You know better. Alright? Basic things. Forgiving those who hurt you. How about that? Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. If it's not you, don't worry. Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. Forgiving those who hurt you. Basic things. They are the important things. You know, there are people who are still holding past hurt. Experiences that were not too good. They hold it. They're still holding it somewhere. You know, in your heart, you have convinced yourself that, this one is gone. It's not affecting me. But somewhere, it's coming again. And that's the devil. That's the devil. You must learn to forgive and forget. What I say? You must learn to what? Forgive and forget it. See, Pastor, it's not that easy, yeah? Was it easy for Jesus to die for you? Hallelujah. I'm not the forgiving type. He was the dying type. Nah. You gotta do what you gotta do. Hallelujah. So, the simple things, the basic things, the everyday things are the important things. Don't overcomplicate your spiritual growth. Let me say this one. So that I can shock you. The teaching of John 3:16, eh? As simple as it is and, you know, just sound like that. It's way more important than let there be light. I understand that it's the same thing we are talking about. But really, we are just trying to understand the books we have. Amen. Did you hear let there be light to be saved? Or did I let the prophet? Huh? Come on, did you hear it to be saved? You didn't. So, you're looking at, I want to understand eschatology, pneumatology, Christology. No. They are good to know. But it's not as important as just walking in love. As just serving God. You know, it appears simple. It looks so simple. It looks so basic. Is there another? No, that's the most important. And because it's important, we can miss it. See what Jacob said. The Lord was in this place and I did not know it. How many times have that happened to believers? We're running on God's promises. He has given us His word. He will spread out to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. He has given His promise. He has given His word. But the Lord was in this place and I did not know it. The Lord was here and I did not know it. How about people who attended services? The Lord was in that service and I did not know it. How many services have you attended where the Spirit of God moved? Where there was a moving of the Spirit and you did not know it. I gave you an instance on Thursday. We had a meeting in 2011 or 2012 and we had someone who came from Footmina. We had people who came from Calabar, Unical. And we had people who were in Ibadan based. The meeting was in Ibadan. And someone who came from Calabar was saying that is the best meeting he has ever attended. That he was blessed. And one of us who organized it together, of course, he's not a major organizer, but one of us was saying that was a boring meeting. That the prophecies are shallow. So imagine, you are there at the center of the meeting, you are ready to cheers, and you said the meeting was nothing. And someone who came all the way from, where are we going to go, Calabar East now? South. Someone who came all the way from the south part of Nigeria said he was terrifically blessed. The Lord was there and you did not know it. And so we must cut out that part of our lives. That part of our lives that just loses the edge. That part of our life that just gets over familiar with things. Cut it out. It's not of God. It's not of God. What did I say? What did I say? Come on. It's not of God. You know, get familiar with, you know, just get familiar with things. You know, some people get familiar with meetings. Just get familiar. It's Sunday service now. I just go. If we don't go now, they will say we don't go. Let's go to church. No church. There's church, there's church. If you not good, then you say, that brother, he is not serving God. So you've gotten so familiar, you're not getting blessed. Meanwhile, every time we gather, the Lord is set to do something. Say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So why are we not seeing what He is doing? Because we're losing the edge. I thought there was a point in my life where now, I grew up around Bible study, a lot of teaching. If I did not pastor, it would be a sin against humanity, really. And that's the truth. You know, there's a way, you know that God has invested so much in and around you that He did not pastor. Even the devil say, guy, how far? We are waiting for you. All my life was basically one teaching meeting, one conference. If I meet new friends, it's basically word. We are teaching one another. We're studying together. So that's my own. That's how I grew up. And so, it got to a particular point. I was familiar. I remember I went for one meeting like that at Akobo Ojure in Ibadan. And who knows Akobo here? You've been there. Okay, you schooled in UI, you know. All right. And so I went to Akobo and
as the person was teaching, I just said, ah. You know, when you know what's happening.
You go to Corinth. So by time, he has gone to Corinth. I told you. And then, after this, there's no way he's not reaching Ephesians. He reached Ephesians. There's no way he's not going to Colossians.
I was just there. I know my friends. It was a break, and I said, let me tell you, see at the back. I said the preacher will go to Colossians. When I saw the topic, I know what he wanted to say. You know, you think you are growing. You are so familiar that you're not getting blessed. You are getting the Bible verses, but you're not getting blessed. Amen. And thank God for friends. Thank God for good friends. Hallelujah. So I told my friend, I said, then he just said, should we rather not be listening? Good friends. Hallelujah. Now, I was the word man among us. I was not aside the trouser thing. Fine, we knew that trouser was not a requirement for salvation, as it were. But I was not brought it to the group. And they all attacked me. I said, Matthew or Eleni. Open to it. I used to be the forerunner for doctrine. But something just told me, shouldn't rather be listening. Spirit-led utterances. And in that meeting, we had a Holy Ghost meeting, someone told me, said, you're getting familiar. That wasn't the exact word he used, but something around, you're getting too complacent. He instructed me to go pray. I prayed. Amen. You know when you pray so much that you are praying in your sleep? That's not happened to you before. What kind of believer are you? You pray. When you go to sleep in your dream, you will be praying. Try it. Just set it for yourself before the end of the year. I will pray so much that I will pray in my sleep. You pray in your sleep. When you wake up, you just say, pray. Amen. Because I knew that something was getting missing. Sometimes what the devil ought, listen very well, listen, look up, is not, it won't stop you. It will just stop you from getting blessed by it. Are there not people still going to church and nothing is changing? Are there not people still attending services and their lives are getting worse? Hallelujah. It's not portraying Christ. It's not portraying devil. Right? We don't even know what he's portraying. So what the devil will stop is not you going to church. It just stop you getting blessed. So you just get complacent. The Lord was in this place and I did not know it. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we are looking at flowing with the Spirit. Amen. And so one of the things that is basic to Christianity is flowing with the Spirit. Now, I know there are people that every time they hear Spirit, everything goes, hey, Spirit. You see, don't talk about Spirit. I don't want to do Spirit. All this church that will say Spirit, calm. Say karma. Do like this, karma. Aha, calm. And Spirit, all these churches. And we look at the drink cup meeting. There's some things I wrote in my note. I got someone called me some years ago and said, you know, all this rejoicing, all this, you need God, it's too much. No, you listen very well to this. You don't build a doctrine on excessiveness. That something is excessive is not a doctrine. The rejoicing, people will carry chair. Do we carry chairs here when we are rejoicing? Amen? Amen? Do we break chairs? If you break chair, you pay. The spirit in you that broke the chair will bring out debit card. Hallelujah. Amen. You see screen. You say you rejoice. Oh, 4TV is good. I love your joy. When we are done with service, protocol ever in the last room, that joy we pay. Hallelujah. We don't do that, but are we full of joy? Hey. Hallelujah. Have your seat for a while. So you start building a doctrine on people lifting chairs. They always lift chairs. No. You can't build doctrine on excessiveness. I love the way Bro Hagin said, I would rather have too much of it than none of it. You know, you can still teach and you can still, you know, I remember I went to teach in a place somewhere around Costain. And I was done teaching, joining the Holy Ghost. They were carrying chairs and they were, I didn't stop them. Me? Nah! Continue. It's not, it's your chair. Your pastor will do. You know, something I could have done is just say, hallelujah. No, no, no. Just, we don't break. Nah, I have not taught them to die. One teaching. It's not glorious house church where I can say, stop. In that kind of place, if you don't stop the move of the spirit. Now I'm getting to Holy Ghost meeting now. If you can't stop the move of spirit, something that you might have shot yourself in the foot. Allow the move. Allow the flow. You can teach it later. You can curtail it later. You can moderate it later. But now, let them flow. Is it making sense? So what we call the flow of the spirit, basically is being filled with the spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, it's our main text. You learning something? So one of the basic things that we must not get over familiar with is flowing with the spirit. And we're going to explain that. It's not a spooky word. It's a Bible word. Ephesians 5, verse 18. We're going to read verse 18 to 20. One to go. Be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Now, this is a Bible instruction. The way you take it, thou shalt not kill. That's the way you must take this one. It's a commandment. Do not be drunk with wine. Where is the nexus? The wine he's talking about is not chamdor. He's talking about alcoholic wine. Amen. Amen. You know, those ones that you drink is just, what do you call them? No. It's not juice. They are called juice, right? I thought you are the one that used to buy them a lot. Not, I used to take 50%. No. She buys a lot of non-alcoholic juice. Non-alcoholic wine, I will ask you call it. But it's juice. It's not wine. It's grape juice. They call it red wine. When you see the real wine, if you take it, you will be moving by the Spirit. You can come and say, Pastor, I want to teach now. I'll say, you teach next week. Now. Jacob said to Nebuchadnezzar, ha. So Paul said, do not be drunk with wine where is the nexus. So he's using, it says be filled with the Spirit. So he's using being filled with the Spirit. It will move in the same way a man is drunk with wine. He says, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. So that means it is within the capacity of the believer to be filled with the Holy Ghost. What does it mean to flow with the Holy Ghost? We said it means to be filled with the Spirit. It's simple. It means to know the direction that God's Spirit is moving. You know God's Spirit moves. Amen? You know God's Spirit moves? We saw that in Genesis 1-2. The earth was dark without form, void, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. So, God's Spirit moves. Now, what does it mean to now flow with the Spirit? That means I know the direction God's Spirit is going. I know the direction and I'm able to follow. Sometimes what God's Spirit wants you to do is to pray. I know the direction. So I start praying. I've told you this story before. We had my friends, some years ago, one of us was kidnapped. I've shared the story before. And it was just a random Saturday like that. And we just had a very, very, very strange impression to start praying. To start praying. And you know, at that moment, you don't start asking, what's the prayer point? Prayer point care. You just pray. Hallelujah. That's why you've got tongues. So we just started praying. And later, we now saw him. He said, at so time, I was being abducted. I didn't say adopted, though. I was being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. I said, at what time? Exactly the time we started praying. Amen? You are flowing with the Spirit. Was that not last 2 weeks or last week? Myself and Brosh Olala, let me share this. Just for the purpose of this meeting. And something happened. I was out late at night, clubbing. Amen. You didn't believe that, did you? Even if I was not a believer in Christ. If you know me enough, you know that I don't do this kind of nonsense. I can't waste my money. It's just the way people go to concerts. I can't waste my money for that kind of thing. Song that I have on my phone. I don't even buy songs. If it's about me, no artist will ever make money. I have never bought a song before in my life. Spotify, they don't, they think they can frustrate me. I cannot be frustrated. I have patience. You will do your ad, I will listen. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take money. Wait for an artist. His experience not free. Even that experience, I've not gone. You know, so I was out late at night, myself and Boshola. And so, just around the estate there, it's high shooting. Now, where they were, where they killed someone actually, and where they just killed someone was where we just left. We just left the place, nothing less than probably 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. We just left that spot. I said, hey, pastor, remember? Just left that spot, that very spot. 3-4 minutes. We said, hey, let's buy this figure. To the glory of God. Because I had not broken my fast, it was about 11 p.m. So I wanted to just break fast and go to sleep. And as we were buying suya, boom, boom, eh, both us in the suya man. We walked in the spirit. If I was one pastor, I would walk there. I would say, who are you? Ah. Who is who? I don't know what I am, Jew. I'm not with God now. God did not tell Jesus that he should run to Egypt. He said, carry the child. Run to Egypt. Egypt of all places. God said, grow. That's the closest. Amen. So we ran and we took shelter in one of the houses close by. The person wanted to close the gate on us. I said, please nah. He said, well, let's push him. we'll resolve this later. If you don't worry, if you injure too much, if you have, I will treat you. You know, but it was at that moment that she was calling us. Right? She was calling. And I was not with my phone. And the text I met is, pastor, are you home now? I just had this strange feeling. You're flowing with the spirit. Amen. You're flowing with the spirit. If that's your cell leader and you are not flowing anything, you see that there's an issue. Amen. You are knowing the direction God's spirit is moving that time. So Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the spirit. Be filled with the spirit. So that means we have the capacity. Say, I have the capacity to be filled with the spirit. See, at the birth of Jesus. Now, about the account of the birth of Jesus, all the four writers wrote something. But Luke gives us the broadest view of it. Look at Luke. Luke 1. Look at Luke. You like that? I practice that. So you don't like it. No problem. I will stop my rhymes. Look at Luke. Take a look at Luke. Alright, in Luke chapter 1, verse 41. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke with a loud voice. So, when someone is filled with the Holy Ghost, oftentimes than not, we see them, they say something. So it's not passive. When I say, you are filled with the Holy Ghost, listen very well, there's an expression to it. There's something that we'll see. Say, there's something that will be seen. Alright? So Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. That means we know. It's not something that we just say, and I'm filled with the Spirit too. You just don't know. If you know me very well, you will know that I'm filled with the Spirit. Now, it's not something, it's not something that you will have to explain. Nah. It's something people will see. So it's not a confession. I'm filled with the Spirit. Mm-mm. It is active. It is seen. He said, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 67 of Luke 1. Are you there? Can we read together? And he said, you are there. Oh yeah, want to go? And his father, Zechariah, was filled and prophesied, saying. Are you seeing that? So every time you see filled with the Holy Ghost, oftentimes you see what? Speaking, right? They speak. So look at that. Elizabeth, that's the mother of John, the one you call the Baptist. And Zechariah was the father. Oh, what a joy when couples are filled with the Spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, it's a good thing. A couple, both of them can flow by the Spirit. They can flow with the Spirit of God. What, first date questions, right? Can you flow? Can you flow with the Spirit? It's a good question. Do you flow with the Spirit? Say, what do you mean by flow? Ah, unequal yoke, lele yoke. Say, what do you mean by flow? Right? I've been to Atlantic, Oga. Atlantic, you call Atlantic. Can you flow with the Spirit? Say, my monthly flow. Ah. You are a disciple, not my spouse. What a joy when couples can flow with the Spirit. Or your own is all pizza and ice cream. Say, I flow with the Spirit. Look at Luke chapter 4. Are you with me this morning? Luke chapter 4 verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being full of the Holy Ghost. Being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led. So one of the ways I can lay my hands on the leading of the Spirit is by being filled. One of the ways I can know the leading of the Spirit, how God wants me to do it, what God wants me to do, when He wants me to do it, where He wants me to do it, why He wants me to do it. Those are elements of leading. What does He want? When does He want it? Why does it? You know, you have information. You have information. I am led by the Spirit. So one of the ways we can lay hands on the leading of the Spirit is by being filled. And we said, almost every time you see being filled is associated with what? Primarily? Speaking. So he says, Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and was led by the Spirit. So, if I'm led by the Spirit of God and I'm flowing with the Spirit of God, we say flowing with the Spirit of God means I'm going in the direction of the Spirit of God. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So, it's something we see. When people are filled with something, is something we see. In fact, in Genesis, he said the earth was full of wickedness in times of Noah. And the earth was full of wickedness. That means something you see. He says, oh, it's full of wickedness. He said, and I did not know. You would have known if it was full of wickedness. Amen. Amen. So if someone is also full of the Spirit or filled with the Spirit of God, is something we will see. He said, brother, they were filled. It's not a confession. It's not a want. It's not it's something we will see. And a believer must be filled with the Spirit. Like I said, the basic things are what? Are the important things. Or the most important things. Look at Acts chapter 2. Are you learning something? Acts chapter 2. Now this morning, we are filled with the Spirit. We flow. With the move of the Spirit. We flow. We flow. We walk in the direction of God's Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 2. In verse 2, there suddenly came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to... So, one of the very, very primary expression of flowing with the Spirit of God is that you are what? Speaking. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I understand that can be, I don't know what to say now. I remember my first service in LVCU. I mentioned the name. Okay? As a year one student, Unilag. So, the president called me. What's the president of BSS? I can't remember. I was part of the people who are getting people filled in front. And so when I got there, there was this particular, sister. I said, I was getting everybody filled though. I got something. Last one. And every time I just say, so now speak. I've talked to her. Speak now. And I heard the narrative. You have been getting people filled. I am waiting for it to come. From where? I just told you that when you get saved by the Spirit of God. No man can say he's saved except by the Holy Ghost. Right? Abi? When you got saved, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Ephesians 1:13. Everyone who calls Jesus has called him Lord by the Holy Ghost. Right? 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 3. Verse 2 and 3. If any man does not have the Spirit of God, he's none of his. Romans 8. Abi? So, you cannot say you are already born again and you are waiting for the Spirit. They are not truths that can't stand together. When you get saved, you got saved by the Spirit of God. So it's not that I will get saved, I have believed the gospel, then I will now wait for the Spirit. No. The moment you believe the gospel, the Spirit of God now dwells in you. Guess what? Tongues is just an outward expression of that Spirit. Is it making sense? Tongues is not what says you have gotten saved. Mm-mm. You are saved whether you speak on tongues or not. But what tongues does to you is that it builds you up. Bible says it edifies. It makes you grow. It puts you at the center of God's will. It makes you flow with the Spirit. Is it making sense? Come on, is it making sense? So, I explain all of that to that system. So, when you say, as the Spirit gave them utterance, that is, they spoke in tongues because that's what the Spirit is giving. It's not that the Spirit is not saying, I give this one utterance, I do not give this one. What Luke is writing is, they spoke in tongues, they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongues because that's what the Spirit of God is doing. Alright? So you could even have, as the Spirit gave them revelation. They also, as the Spirit gave them revelation, that means that's what the Spirit of God is doing at that time. So, if you want to flow with the Spirit, when the Spirit is giving utterance, what do? You also speak. If you want to flow with the Spirit, when the Spirit is showing something, what do? You will see. And that's why I tell believers, you are in a church service, everyone is lifting their hands, and they are singing to God, and then you just sit down and cross your leg. You are not flowing with the Spirit. You are not being, I've heard people say, I do what's in my heart. Me, I'm not moved to lift my hands. Me, I'm not moved to pray. Now, that might sound sincere and an honest truth, that I'm not moved to stand up, I'm not moved to. Now, if she has the Spirit of God, she's lifting her hands, she has the Spirit of God, she's lifting her hands, he has the Spirit of God, he's lifting his hands, everybody here has the Spirit of God in this corner, and they're lifting their hands, why is my own Spirit now, only my own Spirit is not yielding? It shows you that that's the direction God's Spirit is moving. Sometimes, you don't even feel like it. Sometimes you don't even know you're about to have a trance or a vision. That's the same way. But you observe the pattern. We are all believers, born of the Spirit of God, indwelled by the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God is moving and everyone is on their knees, I'm going on my knees before I even find out what's going on. Is it making sense? It's common sense. It's common spiritual order. It's order. If I enter a service and I meet everybody rolling on the floor, guess what? I'm not even going to take a seat. I just go on the floor. That's what the Spirit is doing, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Getting something? Alright, look at Acts 4. So, it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues. So that means when people are filled with the Holy Ghost, when people are flowing with the Spirit, what happens? We will see it. We will see. Don't forget, there were people that heard them on the day of Pentecost. They heard them talk, and they said, why are you drunk? He said, we're not drunk. Is this how drunk people do? For you to know that we are not drunk, he began to preach. Alright? We'll get there. Look at Acts chapter 4. You with me this morning? Acts chapter 4 verse 8. And then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people, and elders of the people, filled with the Holy Ghost. What happens again? He said. Filled with the Holy Ghost, he said. So, one of the primary ways I know that a man is flowing with the Spirit of God and is full of the Holy Ghost is that he's talking. Now, when I say talking, I'm not talking about oratory. You know, there are people that can talk. Politicians do that all the time. They talk to you so much that by the time they enter, they forget that they even came to your area. Say, hey, have I been here before? He's asking the PA. I say, you have been here, sir. Say, hey. You say they don't have lights. How are we not going to see anything? Let's promise again. So he comes to you and says, I promise you. I almost said renewed hope. Hey God. I promise you. by this time next year, by this time tomorrow, a bag of wheat will be sold for a shekel. I'm not talking about oratory. There are people that are sweet talkers. Amen. Ladies, you have met them before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you seen sweet talkers before? Just go to them. See, the very day I saw you, I didn't even know what's happening to me. How can you follow someone that does not know what's happening to him? Are you not also a stupid person? Someone said he does not know what's happening to him and you carry your bag and follow. I think of you all the time. You probably don't have work. When I sleep, it's you I see. Wow. Do you flow with the Spirit? Because if you're flowing with the Spirit, if you be seeing me, you should be seeing what God is doing on the earth. I have no other thing. You are the only thing I have in the world. What about your mother? Guess what? You will tell the next girl too. Is you I see. How many eyes do you have? Yeah. Is you I see. You are all I see. That is sound like that. It's been a long time. Hallelujah. So I'm not talking about oratory. No. When you're full of the Spirit, you say words inspired by the Holy Ghost. Words inspired by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes things that no man ever shown you. And oftentimes, the utterances morph themselves into revelation. You're going to see all of that. Because you, for example, we can have, and that's the way the Spirit of God moves. So now we can be having a prayer meeting, and the prayer meeting turns to a healing meeting. And the healing meeting turns to a Holy Ghost meeting. It's possible. That is the flow of the Spirit. You must just be sharp per time. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? So, Acts 4:8, Peter was full of the Spirit, being filled by the Spirit. What did he do? He spoke. He said unto them. In Acts 4:31, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. I know you are filled with the Spirit this morning. Come on. Those at the back, filled with the Spirit. You are born of God. You can flow with the Spirit. You know what God wants to say. You know what God wants to do. And you walk in it. See, listen to me. It's not for pastors alone. I've seen a lot of people, you know, you go for a service and then say, there's somebody here, you've got. No, it's not for pastors alone. It's for everybody. It's the children's food. Just like healing. Healing is not a pastor now comes and say, I lay my hands on you. Nah! Every believer, one to other, we all have the healing gift. See, I've got it. I can heal the sick. These hands are the hands of Jesus. They can restore health. They can restore health. They can restore wholeness in the name of Jesus. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were was shaken as they were assembled together. Can we read the remaining part? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to what? So can you see that? And they spoke with the word of God with boldness. So again, one of the primary expressions that someone is full of the Spirit or filled with the Spirit or flowing with the Spirit is that they speak. In Acts 9, this is a new convert, Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Acts 9 verse 17. And Ananias went his way, entered into his house, and he put his hand on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, he that appeared to you, has come to me and sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. So then what happened next? Immediately, the scales on his eyes fell off and received sight. And when he had eaten, he was strengthened. Verse 20. Straight away, what happened? So, what is he again? Speaking. So, I know that when a man is full of the Spirit, he preaches Christ. When a man is full of the Spirit, just like Peter in Acts 2, he was full of the Spirit, spoke in tongues, and then preached. Acts 13. Are you with me this morning? Acts 13, verse 9. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, he set his sight on him. Now, this is on a sorcerer. He set his eye on him and said, Oh, full of all subtlety and mischief, child of the devil, you are an enemy of righteousness. Will you not cease to pervert the ways of the Lord? So, this is what happened. Paul and Barnabas, they came to Cyprus. Right? So when they had preached the word of God in verse 5, in the synagogues, they had John also joined them to minister. And when they were gone into the Isle of Paphos, they found a sorcerer, a false prophet, verse 6, named Bar Jesus. You know Bar Jesus? In our generation, is that you have Jesus of Oyinbo. How do you know that man? Do you meet him? Jesus of Oyinbo. You know, you hear the story. Where he said, that is Jesus. And he was serious too. Oyinbo of Galilee, something like that. You know, so this one is Bar Jesus. He even put Jesus in his own name. And he put Bar. And which was the deputy of the country? Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who was also called Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer withstood them. And so Paul did some things to him. Amen. Amen. Imagine someone who was a false prophet, wants to get saved. Yeah, you are now saying, yeah, stop. So Paul said, God, permit me. Someone is disturbing. He made him blind. Then when he was done, he made me see. Amen. You've not done it before. I'm not talking about blindness. You're not giving people bad diarrhea before. But I know it's not by the Spirit. Amen. So it's now that he can balance things. And he can say, I was a crook believer. Very, you're not giving someone diarrhea before because you want to preach.
Wow.
Wow. You've not laid hands on someone before to take them out of service. I saw that one very well. But well, that man was not, that man was saying, kin, and he wanted to preach. He just said, sir, I have strong impression that we should pray together. As they were praying, just laid hands on the man. Man, bah! He took him out. By the time they brought him in, service has finished. People are already speaking in tongue. Man, you say, what's happening here, sir? That's how God wanted it. He laid hands on him to take him out of the service. Alright, so let's see all of those ones. That should not be your next aim on outreach. Next person I meet like this. Choose one. Diarrhea or stroke. Don't do that. Hallelujah. You know, the times of ignorance, God permitted. Hallelujah. Alright, so when someone is full of the Spirit, can we say there will be evidence? Can we say it will be seen? It's not hidden. When someone is full of the Holy Ghost, it's not hidden. It's something that will be seen. Will something be heard? So if you're full of the Holy Ghost, will people hear something? Come on. Alright. Is it passive? Is it a confession? No. You can't say, I'm full of the Spirit too. No. It is something that we will see. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 5:18. Go back there. That's our text. I learned something this morning. Alright. That's good. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's what I'm saying. Be filled with the Spirit. I didn't hear that very well. Say, be filled with the Spirit. So, when we are filled with the Spirit, is this something that people will know? Alright? Remember in Acts 6, when the disciples did not want the issue of bread and serving tables, they said, go and choose among yourself 7 men full of the Holy Ghost. 7 men. That means in our church, we can know men that are full of the Spirit, even though that should be all of us. Amen. We can know men that are full of the Spirit. How? In what they say. Primarily, it's by speaking. How can you be a glorious house church member and you cannot flow with the Spirit of God? If that's your cell or your fellowship, your cell leader is not my disciple. It's not. You maybe change cell. You should be flowing with those spirits. You should be able to know what God is saying. Like I said earlier, it's not for pastors alone. We have grown with so much mindset that when I just go to church, pastor will say something. He will prophesy something. I'll just say amen and my life will change. What happened to you saying something? Are you a lazy believer? What happened to you laying your hands on the sick? Every time someone has a headache in the house, you are calling pastor. 2 midnight, 2 a.m. Is pastor a zombie? He does not sleep. So I know pastor cannot sleep right now. I remember some years ago, someone called me. I'm not in this church. He said, pastor, I know you are weak. I know you are a man of the night.
I said, your father is a man of the night. I'm serious. Your father is a man of the night. So I just have a question. Question. At the midnight, you want to kill me? Question. Midnight. Is the same way you finish a 7-day program. Someone now come and say, I want to see you. For what? What do you want to do to your life that I did not say in the 7 days? If I did not say it in 7 days, well, lie, I cannot say it again. Whatever utterance, prophecy, prayer, laying on of hands, I ignored me in 7 days. Nothing is on the 8th day. God rested. I want to rest. Amen. Because we grew up with the fact that it's pastors that can do this. It's pastors that can do this. No. We all can flow with the Spirit of God. That's what you should be learning in churches. Not just finding a way to multiply your money. So if I give 5,000, I know that God will give me 50,000. You are a liar. You are a thief. And you are a greedy person. And you don't love God. You just love your account balance. And God will save you from it. From greed. Say amen. Alright? So, when people are full of the Spirit and flowing with the Holy Ghost, utterance will be primary. Utterance will be primary. We will know by what they say. Look at Acts 11. Thank you, Jesus. And I want us to exercise some things this morning. Amen. For some people who are first time, it might be your first time. But that's nothing. There's always a first time. That's nothing. I remember the first time I spoke in tongues. I remember the first time I used the sick. I remember the first time I took a microphone to preach. I was about 13 or 14. There's always that first time. Acts 11 and verse 24. I was talking about Barnabas. And he said, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people were added unto the Lord. So he says, Barnabas was full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. Two elements you cannot take away in your ministry. As you are full of faith, you must be full of the Holy Ghost. See, he was full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. So when it comes to ministry, being full of the Holy Ghost is a must. Listen very well. When it comes to ministry, being full of the Holy Ghost is a must. Flow with the Spirit. That means, with my mouth, I'm going to walk in the direction of God. With my mouth, I'm going to walk in the direction that God wants me to go. So he says, do not be drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another. Now, what are we going to be speaking to one another? He didn't say, go back to Ephesians 5:18, that's where I am now. What I'm going to be speaking to one another, so I will be saying, Sister Victoria, if you know what happened this week, I was at Texaco. That's not being filled though, amen. Now it's gossip. You know, there's somebody just like gossiping. What the devil does, the devil substitutes things. For edification sometimes, something for entertainment. And you will not know that that's the devil that is doing something. So you just come to church, and then someone just keeps entertaining you. And that's why, when we started church, I said, we are not going to have the music team. Now, I have nothing against this. I have nothing against this. So we're not going to have the music team come up, and then everybody sits down, and then they will sing to you. Joy of my desire. A consuming fire. Now, as they are singing, everybody will stand, and also sing. Because the church is not for entertainment. It's not where we come and then we stage a show and we say today is for this. Now, I'm not against it. I'm not against drama. I'm not against anything. But any message that I cannot pass to you in preaching, why should I use drama? It's to pass message. Can't I say it? Because what we are just doing is gradually we are bringing down believers and saying they cannot listen. And so before you know it, people will not even want preaching again. Just give us drama now. Can't we just have it in the drama? Parables. Before you know it, there's no even need for drama. Just sketch it. Sketch it and give it to us in the pamphlet. Before you know it, when you just come to church, you see that all the lights are off. They will put on TV. Ta-dum! Over the Netflix. Say, so today we are watching Mount Zion. Mount Sinai. Because you are substituting edification for entertainment. And you think, and a lot of people, I've seen this before, and say, I don't like that church. Don't like it now. It's not your church. It's the church of Christ. I don't like that church. Glorious church. They think they are special. Yes.
What do you want to say again? You think you are the only one I see in the world? Yes. See, I don't have answer to stupid questions. Someone asked me one time, do you think you are Jesus? I said yes. After saying yes, which other question you want to answer? Aboro, man, what's Aboro? If I start explaining, well, I'm not Jesus. I don't do, it's not the electric. Those who listen to my teaching, they don't need to ask that question. Those who don't listen, even if you answer the question, they still will not listen. So what's the point? Hallelujah. I love the wise man. That wise man said, those who need the explanation will not ask. Those who ask, they don't need the explanation. Save your strength. Amen. Some of you don't understand what you're saying. I'm sailor. So, is flowing with the Spirit, is this something all of us can do? Yes, I didn't hear that one. Yes, only the people at the back. Is this something all of us can do? Yes, all right. I just wanted to hear you. So that 1 Corinthians 14, to show you that's what all of us can do. This morning, you know, there's a flow of the Spirit. And we are in it. This morning, the mind of God is revealed to us. This morning, we know what to do. We know how to do it. We know when to do it. In the name of Jesus, the mind of God is clear to us. Oh, we are in the direction of God's Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. How is it then, brethren? When you come together, are we together this morning? Alright, so when the church comes together, can we read together? Everyone has a psalm, say a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done to edify. So it says everyone has. So if I say, I don't have anything, I'm lying. He says, when we come together, everyone has a psalm. What's a psalm? A psalm is a song inspired by the Spirit of God. That's a psalm. A song that you did not start composing now. For example, on Thursday we had one, right? We sang it this morning. I am set for an encounter. I am set for the Lord. His end in my work is work in my hand, right? Filled with grace, filled with power. He says what it means. It means what it says. It's a psalm. It was on the spot. I just finished teaching and we had the psalm. Amen. Most of the songs you hear or sing are psalms. You know, that's why someone, I remember after our service one time, I think it was 3 years ago, someone came to me and said, the lyrics, I don't find it on Google. I said, Google call. I think it was 3 years ago. It was the dark has nothing on me. I am purified, sanctified. He said, he's looking for it on Google. I did not see it. Song that I had on Okada. It was on Okada. I think it was during that end last time. And I had to go to work. And the roads were blocked. On Okada, the breeze was blowing like this. I said, I'm purified. I'm sanctified. I'm washing this. I started recording it with my phone. On Okada. Hey, man. You want to see it on Google? It's a psalm. It means, I will sing by the Spirit. Then I will now interpret the song. How many of you can speak in tongues? Come on, you should be. Now speak in tongues. Wait. You know, now, how many can do this? Let you like this. That's the same way you cannot say, I'm filled with the Spirit. Mm-mm. The only way we know you can speak in tongues is that you speak in tongues. Is it making sense? Now speak in tongues. Be louder. Amen. Alright, see what we just did now. How many of you can speak in tongues? You spoke in tongues. Be louder. You increase your voice. Stop. And you stopped. It shows you that the things of the Spirit are within your purview. They are your things. I know there's this premonition that if it's by the Spirit, then I will not even know what's happening to me. That's not by the Spirit. That's juju. They've not you just. That's not God's Spirit. Whatever has no control is not from God. When God gives you something, it's God's control. That's why you can start to pray and you can stop to pray. There's control. There's control with the gifts of God. Amen. 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 So, it says, when you come together, everyone has a psalm. Say, I have a psalm. Come on. Say, I have a psalm. So, it says, everyone, that is a song of the Spirit. Look at, 1 Corinthians 14. In verse 15, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. Look at your Bibles now. If you're not going with Bible, is it Quran you came with? It's not a Bible. It's a church. It's not a tutorial. Alright? Colossians 14:15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. Now that's to pray in tongues. And I will pray with the understanding. Also, I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with my understanding. So that means there's something called singing with the Spirit. Sing with the Spirit. Oh, wait. Someone say, hey, am I singing with the Spirit? I remember when I was younger, a friend of mine, so a pastor, they invited the pastor to church and he started singing in the Spirit, Evangelist Faladi. And he just went, and he was playing, and people were, Jesus. And one of my friends asked, we're in teen's church, and he said, sing with the Spirit. That, how do you die one? Now we've seen, rarely do we see our own pastors then sing with the Spirit. Now they do. And that's the church I grew up in the battle. They do now, you know. But that was like the first time we're hearing someone sing in the Spirit. Sing in tongues. So he asked me and he said, which one is singing again? Then I told him, I said, it's a level of spiritual maturity. You know, be careful who you ask questions. Some people just want to answer you at all costs. So he asked me, so there's a posture. There's a posture to say you're answering right. And is it like, so, actually, it's a level. We must raise the levels. It's not a level. Sing in the Spirit. Come on. Waitie. For you to know it's not a level. It's the same way you spoke in tongues. This time around, you are just adding melody to your tongues. The same way I can say, I am adding melody to my tongues. And I can say, I'm adding melody to my tongues. Melody, melody, melody. I just spoke in English. And I just sang in English. The melody is not heavenly. The melody is from the earth. Amen. Don't now be like that one of my friends. That was just singing a psalm. I believe in your name. I believe in your holy name. That's a good one. So God come. I believe I can fly. That's not inspired. You know, we can have supernatural songs. Amen. You know, this morning there are songs. Songs of deliverance. Songs of instruction. Songs of comfort. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Songs that will set your week aright. Songs that will change ministry. Songs that will bring growth. Songs that will bring healing. In the name of Jesus. This morning. So we have songs. Say, every one of you has a psalm. That's what he said. Every one of you has a doctrine. The word doctrine there is actually instruction. 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 That means when we flow with the Spirit, we can have instructions. Instructions. I remember there was a particular Holy Ghost meeting again. And someone told me, that you're going to pray for 4 days, you're going to fast for 5 days. And on the fifth day, you're going to do this, you're going to say this, you're going to read this. Instructions. Amen. Amen. I've given someone an instruction in a meeting before and I said, you don't go out this next Tuesday. He was shocked. Because I'm not someone like that. I said, don't go out that Tuesday. I said, maybe something happened, accident. I don't know. Nothing happened. Amen. Nothing happened everywhere. Normally, he would have gone. But he don't know why. I don't know why. The instruction was, just don't step out. Just take that day off to pray. Now, because he trusts me with the things of the Spirit, he's a much older person, but he trusts me with the things of the Spirit, he just said, okay, sir. I trust myself too. Amen. Amen. Because I walk with God. Amen. Amen. I flow with the Spirit. My attitude is right. Amen. I love it. I want it every time. It's a part of my life. I want it with me. So there can be instructions. 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 Take a week to fast. Take a month to pray consistently every night. You know, ensure you increase in your giving. Ensure you increase in your discipleship. You know, there can be instructions. I remember, there was one, we went for a camp meeting recently, I met someone, and I said, your pastor is Pastor Tolani. He said, I don't think so. I said, you came from Alagbado. He said, yes. So I told him some things. I'm not going to just say that here. How that, basically how that he was looking down on himself and was thinking that God cannot do some things through him. And now he had an opportunity just the day before the meeting and he let it go. And then he went on his knees and he said, pray for me. I said, in a meeting like this, I'm not the pastor here. You know, there are people that are stupid. I've seen someone laying hands in another person's meeting before. You are an invited person. You came to be blessed. You now gather people, you are laying hands. You are a disorderly person. Amen. See, you come for meetings. You know, we talk about that when we put some money on it. Amen. Come for meeting. You are holding your own Holy Ghost meeting at the back. They are preaching, you know. They are preaching from you. Hey, Pastor Kayaba! Go collect all. Do your own conference. Amen. But everyone has a psalm. You have a psalm this morning. Huh? He said instructions. So we all have instructions to give. Amen. He said everybody can speak in tongues. Everybody has a revelation to see something. To see something. I had some years ago, not too far from there. I had a revelation of someone, somewhere around Bariga. And immediately I took off. I don't know if I've shared it before. I took off. I went to his place. I knew the house I was going to. I knew the clothes he was putting on. I knew his name. Arguably, there was nothing I did not know. So when I met him, he must have felt like it was Jesus. Because the way I asked himself, what's my name? Lekon. I can't remember the name again. It's funny enough. Lekon, right? Your mom is so. I love that. And you are just coming from Nikokinigo. This is what God has to say to you. So. And when I was done, like an action film, I just bike. Then on the bike, I look back. He must have told his friends, I saw Jesus today. You can ask me on Facebook, say, Jesus has Facebook account. Hallelujah. But we all can walk by revelation. It's not for pastors. Say, so I can walk by revelation. You believe it? Put your right hand up. Right hand up. I can walk by revelation. God's Spirit shows me things. God's Spirit tells me things. I know things supernaturally. I say things supernaturally. I see things supernaturally. I do the supernatural. It's not beyond me. I'm a child of God. And I walk by the Spirit. Amen. So it's simple. It's simple. He says, I'll pray with the Spirit. I'll pray with the understanding. I'll sing with the Spirit. I'll sing with the understanding also. So be full of the Spirit. You know, in our churches, we are full of the Spirit. Amen. We are full of the Spirit. Pray for my close. In our churches, we are full of the Spirit. Sometimes, like I said, the basic things are the things we often forget. The basic things. You just forget. You are going on outreach and you're just going so logical, so empty, so natural. No! No! On that day of Pentecost, when Peter was done speaking in tongues, when he was done, he now spoke to 3,000 people. Or he got 3,000 people saved. Supernaturally. So that means on my outreaches, I'm aware of the supernatural. I'm flowing with the Spirit. I'm flowing with the Spirit. I'm flowing with the Spirit. In Acts 19, when Paul went to Ephesus, he saw those disciples. They said, have you been baptized in your village? They said, we don't know anything now. We don't know whether there be any Holy Ghost. That says, he taught them and they prophesied. Acts 19:6. So that means on my outreaches, I am aware of the movement of the Spirit. Don't just go there like, whatever will happen. No, that's not outreach. We speak supernatural. We talk supernatural. We do supernatural. So don't train your mind to be more logical than spiritual. Don't turn off the move of the Spirit. Yield to the Holy Ghost. 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 Flow with the Spirit of God. You know, he can tell you things. Things about that disciple. He can tell you things. Things that you have been anxious about for days now. You know, you've been looking at it. What do I do? Which road should I go? What decision should I make now? And you are that crossroad, as it were. And you don't know what to do. And it appears like everybody has something to say. Everybody has a counsel to give. You know you can turn to the Spirit. You know you can turn to the Spirit of God. And His God answers. His God answers. His God answers. He's got things to show you. His God answers. He's got things to tell you. His God answers. Sometimes they come in a song. Sometimes they come in instructions. But it's God answers. If there's something you must know about the Spirit of God, it's God answers. You know, what's the Holy Ghost meeting? It's where people's needs are met. Needs are met. Sometimes, you know, there are people here who have one ailment or the other. And you've been on it for some years now. And it appears like you have gotten used to that sickness. You know, if you just feel this is my own, this is what I always deal with. No, it's not what you always deal with. No, there is healing in the name of Jesus. No, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Often when they talk about healing, a lot of people just, you know, just look at your body and say, I don't have anything. No, come on. You can receive healing for days. Amen. You know that's possible. You can receive healing for days. The way you fuel your car, you know, you can fuel your car for next week. Yeah? Amen. I'm not going out, but I'm going to fuel my car. You can fuel your car for, it's going to be there. Waiting to be used. So you can have healings. You can have healings ahead. Amen. And that's why you must not just look at, oh, I'm not sick now, I don't need it. No. You must look at, the healing power of God is working. You know, I believe it and I receive it. Yeah, I believe God's word to be true. I believe, I always tell people, I'm the last person you can tell that healing does not happen. If you tell me, it's a wasted project. You can't tell me that God does not heal the sick. I've been terrifically sick myself. You can't tell me that God doesn't heal the sick. So sick that I was going to be flown out of the country. You know? It was my eyes, it was this eyes. This one's that is staring at you, that is on Rodri. You know, they gave me one spectacle like that. It was as thick as Coke bottle. It was so expensive that I had to put rope. So when you see me, you see the rope and everything. And even with that, there was the pain. The pain was there. It was serious. Serious. I cannot remove it and look at the sun. I don't even need to look up. Just to see the daylight like this was terrible. And one day I just said, God, if you're going to heal me, just heal me. If you're not going to heal me, let me just go. Let me die. There's no point. So I took off the glasses. And that was the end. Amen. So you can come to me now and tell me that God does not heal the sick. You are wasting your time. Hallelujah. You know, that might not be that for you. In fact, glasses, some people even like it. Make them finer. You know, you are in the generation where people go and buy glasses themselves. So it's so fine. But we're talking about serious stuff. Amen. 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 God heals the sick. This morning, you know, there's healing. There's healing anointing of God. There's healing. It's flowing. In the name of Jesus, it's flowing. It's flowing. There's clarity. There is direction. There is comfort. You know, you are at that place where it appears that everything is depressing. It appears that, I don't even know what's going on with my life. I just want the next thing. I don't even know what next to do. There's comfort for you this morning. There's comfort. Receive what God has to give. You know, we are moving in the direction of the Spirit. You know, this morning there are things to be heard. There are things to be seen. There are things to be said. Amen. God's power is working. Expressly. God's power is working. It's working and we are better for it. God's power is working. It's working. We are flowing. We are flowing in the direction of the Spirit. If He's going here, we are going there. He's taking our lives to where He wants us to be. He's taking our lives to where He wants us to be. So we say no to depression. In the name of Jesus. Depression. Hang your boots. Depression. Go. Go, there is hope and comfort. There is hope and comfort in the name of Jesus. Things begin to take a new turn. I see supernatural provision. You have been at that place. It appears like a tight corner. It appears like nothing is moving. It appears like nothing is working. It appears like, you know, I just want the next meal. You know, he has gotten that next meal. It appears like there's no even other person you want to call and ask for help. You know, everybody saying you've asked before, and the last person you asked on Thursday said the country is hard. You know, said, must you always go like this? Must you always be like this? Look for something yourself. You know, I'm telling you this morning, things can take a new turn. You know, opportunities will start to arise. You start to align yourself properly. You'll be at the right places. Your back will never be against the wall. You'll never be helpless. You will never be stranded. Because you are walking by the Spirit. Because you are being led by the Spirit. You know, those you went to and then it appears like your ministry is not moving. You know, when you lay hands on the sick, they get sicker. No. It's coming back. It's coming back. You are exactly who God says you are. And you are walking like that. You are walking in the fulfillment of prophecy. You are a child of prophecy. You are walking in the light. The light and light is yours. The light and light is yours. The light and the light is yours. The light and the light is yours. You enter a room and hope will be restored. You enter a room and health will be restored. In the name of Jesus, you will stop years of barrenness. You will stop years of sickness. You will raise people from sick beds. In the name of Jesus, eyesight will be restored. Deaf ears will be unstopped. Withered hands will be restored. Lame legs will walk again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. We are walking in the supernatural. We are walking in the supernatural. We are walking in the supernatural. We are born of the Spirit. And we talk like one. We see like one. Can we speak in tongues this morning? Come on. Come on. If you are filled with the Spirit, it is forcing in speaking. Come on, speak. Come on, speak. My spiritual faculties are sharpened. Everybody stand up. And speak. Libaro de siamba kia da bala ke de ostia. Libaro to soba la kakaida bagara osa. What you are doing now is you are building up your faith for the supernatural. It's with this. It's with this. I speak and know. And I need this. It's with this. Jesus made it easy. I do His will. Discipline is restored. You have always wanted to serve God. But every time you make that decision, something happens again. No more rising and falling. No more rising and falling. You will do God's will with ease. You will serve Him with ease. This morning God has something to say. This something God has something to do. This morning God has something to give. He has something to show. And our eyes can see. Our ears can hear. Our mouth can speak. The glorious wonders of God. Everyone has a psalm. Everyone has instructions. Everyone has something to give. Instructions. Songs by the Spirit. The moving of the waters. The glory of God. Jesus made it easy. Jesus made it easy.
There's a moving of the Spirit.
Amen. We are going to just, you know, we say everybody has something, right? Say, I have a tongue. That's what you just did now. That means you spoke in tongues. Say, I have interpretation. Now listen. Sometimes when interpretation comes, oftentimes if it's your first time or you're not very familiar with it, you can get scared. I say, what if I say the wrong things? Calm. There's nothing like the wrong things. I remember this particular, I used to give this example. There was a particular meeting like that. And I told someone, I said, is there anybody here? Well, just about four. I said, is there anybody here whose name is by so? Nobody said anything. I said, you don't have a sister whose name is so. Nobody. And I looked at the particular person. I knew it was her. I said, what about you? How about your mom? I said, that's not my mom's name. So I told her, I said, you know what? If it's possible, call your mom. I would like to speak to her. So she said, nah, maybe I should ask her. So she went to call the mom. When she came, I said, that's her name. That we just did not know her by that. That's her mommy's mom's name. And I gave her an instruction and all that. But what would have happened is, I could have just said, if I did not know what I was really saying, but because of, that's why I said, the things of the spirit get better with use. The more you do it, the more confident you get, you become. You know, so I knew what I was saying. You don't miss with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. We are vessels. Hallelujah. You know, I could have just said, hey. And that could have affected me. You know, when Jesus asked that woman at the well, he said, where is your husband? She said, I don't have a husband. You know, that could have just been, hey, I don't have a husband. And I said, where is our husband? And she just said, you have said right. Because you've had five husbands, and the person you are with now is not even your husband. See how the word of knowledge is progressing. So sometimes, you just need to say first, and then it gets clearer. It's called a word of knowledge. Then another word. Then another word. Amen? It's a word. So, you need to get it started first. And don't press the brakes. Is that clear? Don't press the brakes. The moment you have something in your mind, and you say, maybe you have a word for someone, don't press the brakes. Start immediately. Even when you don't have all the full information. And this is where a lot of people, they don't grow in this part. Because they just feel, what if I say that is wrong? Come on. Sometimes it's not for the person, sometimes it's for their family, sometimes it's for a friend. Amen? Sometimes it has not even happened. Sometimes it has not even happened. It's something that will happen. Amen. I remember there was a week, I gave it in church when I said, someone was going to meet people who are suicidal. That's just it. That week, about five suicidal people that were rescued supernaturally. About five, just that week alone. So we have insight. Amen. We know what God is doing. Right now and right here. We will not press the brakes. One of the things you are going to do, one of the ways that open the door to the supernatural is tongues. So in what you are doing, don't stop speaking in tongues. Now it doesn't have to be loud and very distracting. But as you are just standing, as you are just ministering to one another, you're just muttering it. Because what you're doing is you're keeping your spirit alive. Amen. You're keeping your mind alert to hear, to see, and to know.